What's up, everybody? As you can tell, I am not in my studio. I'm out on the road, and I had an idea, though. I thought I would try to address some of the consistent questions I'm getting. Surprisingly enough, the most common question that I'm getting asked right now is, where can I find samples that aren't stock samples with Ableton Live? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through how to get samples off the internet and put them into Live Sample Browser so that you can use them to make your own drum patterns and so on and so forth. So I went ahead and I put all these tabs up here, so, and also put the links at the bottom. But let's just go ahead and kind of go through this list. I'll put it down. These are some of the websites that I've found that have a lot of samples, so you don't have to do a lot of searching and endless downloading forever. This first website, samples.kb6.de, let's enter the download section. It's got it kind of broken down into all these different drum machines. Really, over the course of history, there are very specific sounds that you can achieve with specific drum sets. I mean, some of the ones that you're most familiar with, like the TR-808, or potentially you're familiar with the I don't know, the CR-76, or there's so many different kinds of drum machines, and they all get a different kind of sound. So this website's kind of got them broken down into individual kits. Now, this might be a little more time-consuming for some of you, but if some of you know the kind of sound you're looking for, this is a good site for that. You just go to this website and click on Downloads. This next one, Sample Radar, is from MusicRadar.com. They have a 1,000 free drum samples. Now, this would be kind of like a one-stop shop. You want to get 1,000 drum samples, you want to do it real quick, this would be a great place to go. I'm actually going to go ahead and download this because this will be my little example on how to get the samples into Live. So we're just going to go ahead and let that download. Let's move over to the next one. Looperman, this has been around for a really long time. I've been using Looperman for a long time to find specific samples. You can use this keyword search. Wobble is what they suggest, but you can use a keyword search, say like jazz or something. Oh, I got an error. Wonder if the search engine's down. I'll try something else. Acoustic. Find loops. Okay. So now we have searched for this keyword acoustic, and now we have all these different loops. You can even search by genre, or you can search by category, and so on and so forth. So you can find a lot of stuff here, and this is all royalty free, meaning you can dice these up, slice them up, use them in your compositions. If you're kind of away from your ability to record your own instruments, or you just want to find an instrument that you don't have, Looperman's a really useful tool. All right, this next website is just a root directory, and it has 200 drum machine samples all in one. Just this website right here. Again, all these links I'm going to put at the bottom of the description of the video. So this is a good place to get a bunch of drum machine sounds all at once. Sampleswap.com. This is a place where you have samples that are all kind of divided into sections where you can listen to these sections. And if you register for the website, you can go ahead and download these. So this is a good place to go if you really want a specific sound and you don't want to go through all the searching later. You can just find the exact sound you're looking for and download it quickly. Freesound. This place is a lot like the Looperman, same kind of situation. It's kind of like a social network. People are uploading different samples, and you can browse them and search for them and so on and so forth using this search right here. Okay, and then the next section covers all the same website. HipHopMakers.com has been kind enough to collect a bunch of different kits here. We've got this first page seems to be kind of like a more blanket with a bunch of different kits all at once. This second one is more producer kind of genres. So we've got more like hip hop, more like dance music, and so on and so forth. And then this last one looks like we've got maybe some of the more MPC style samples. And then finally, I wanted to show you something. I am an avid Reddit user, and this subreddit called r/drumkits is constantly being populated with drum kits that people have found, and 90% of them are free. So this is a good place. This is a good place to go if you want to kind of stay current. You know, what are the new sounds that people are coming out with, and you can just download them as they come up. So that's a good way to stay current. And yeah, just if you don't use Reddit yet, what are you doing? You gotta get on the site. There's so many places to find samples. You know, Ableton tutorials. It's just a really good resource in general. All right, so as you can see, I've downloaded the Music Radar sample. So I'm just going to unzip this. So it's being unzipped. Okay, and here's my folder. So my folder contains all these different samples that I have in here. Okay, I don't use Rex Loops, so I'm just going to go ahead and delete that right away. So I have my drum kits and my sorted hits. Everything's here. They're all in Wave. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open my drive. I'm going to go into my Papadocio folder, which is where I keep my drum samples folder. Okay. And I'm just going to drop these Music Radar samples right into here. Okay. So now, when I open up Ableton, and I go to the drum samples folder, I should be able to go, and it should automatically populate. We're looking for the Music Radar kit. So here we go, Music Radar. And now you can see the samples are all sorted here inside of their folders, and I can just click on them and listen to them as they come through. All right, it's that simple. Now, if you don't have a folder that's already imported into Ableton Live's browser, you can click on Add Folder, okay? So wherever you drop that folder, just click on Add Folder here on the side, and I can go into Papadocio, and I'll go down to Drum Samples, because this is where I put the folder. It doesn't really, it's totally arbitrary. But I'm going to go in here and find the Music Radar Drum Samples, click Open, and then as you can see, they appear down here. So Music Radar, now it's on the top level of the Ableton browser. So this is just how you add folders to the Ableton browser anyway. I mean, like any arbitrary folder that has samples in it, or even if it doesn't have samples, it just won't appear like it has anything in it. You can add to the top level here. So you can change your workflow. You know, I want to work with drum samples. You could actually remove and add folders on the browser to suit what you're trying to accomplish. Word. So that's pretty much it. I hope that saves you a lot of time. I'm going to make another tutorial really soon here about how to use these samples and turn them into samples that you could use inside of your compositions and ways to kind of change them and make them into more modern sounds, or maybe sounds that are changed slightly so that they're original and they're yours, or maybe tune them to, you know, the song that you're using. This is just kind of like maybe like a video one. Like, this is just collecting these raw samples. The next one we're going to get into how to manipulate them and make them kind of like yours. I'm really excited. Tomorrow we've got a big announcement coming out, so, you know, stay tuned to the channel. If you're not subscribed, click that subscribe button, just pay attention to what's about to happen. We're really excited to announce this. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching.